I find that a little reassuring, Minister, that we'd be focusing on brownfield sites. I find that a little reassuring. However, I worry about the recreational land, and I hear what you're saying, because I've seen in the past a move to change it, many of the times by councillor motions, I have to say, which they're still doing in Galway, rezoning land. But that's one aspect of it. The second aspect, and I think of Merlin Park Woods, and there was a huge battle to save Merlin Park Woods, which really is the equivalent of the park in New York, which is started out at 800 acres. In Galway, it's 150 acres and should be used to its maximum potential for amenity. But be that as it may, just to conclude in relation to, what about organisations that are not public entities, like religious organisations or other institutions that have land? Will we ever look at that to see what potential is there in relation to that? And I worry in relation to Galway City, there is no overall master plan for the common good. There is no architect and there is no joined up thinking between the public land in the docks, Kent Station, Sandy Road and Headford Road. That's a serious concern for me.
Thanks, Deputy. Look, I know Galway very well. I know the city, the county. I've been out in Connemara as well on a number of occasions in the city. There are lands in the county of Galway, the Dyke Road site, which you'll be familiar with, the Sandy Road site as well. There are sites there that we can develop. What the register will do is obviously the state lands. You've mentioned in relation to, for example, religious order lands. We're seeing some of that come forward in local areas, and I want to see that. I've written to both churches, actually, both of the main churches, should I say, and engage with them about how we could actually get that land for development of housing, because fundamentally we need more homes. We need more social homes, and I'm pleased to tell the Deputy that we're going to deliver more social homes this year, new build social homes and new social homes than we've done in decades, affordable homes for the first time in a generation, and that's happening. And I welcome the Deputy's support for that. I genuinely mean, and I mean this, I do not believe that through the LDA there will be should be no concerns of local residents anywhere in the country. The land zoned for recreation will be used in an inappropriate way at all. We've enough developable lands. You've mentioned the docks site in Galway. I'm very familiar with that too. And I'm very anxious to see us move forward. Good thing this year is we've seen significant sites like Shangana, as I mentioned as well, significant sites in Kevins and Cork, work starting. They're the ones we're going after, Deputy.